and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Longtime listeners have heard us report on massive projects popping up on the state's coastal bend aimed at exporting liquefied natural gas, LNG, as the industry calls it. Most of the LNG that the U.S. exports leaves here on big tanker ships. But with so much natural gas being produced right now, companies are seeking out other ways trying to move LNG internationally. In fact, at least one company has carved out a niche shipping natural gas by way of overland transport, tapping into a growing market south of the border. It's something that Sergio Chapa has been looking into. He reports on the oil and gas industry for the Houston Chronicle. Sergio, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Did I get this right? Overland? How? By trucks?
Yeah, that's right. 18-wheelers, to be exact. Tanker trucks. You know, they look exactly the same like the tanker trucks that deliver gasoline and diesel to your local gas stations.
Huh. Seems like you'd need a whole lot of trucks to match what those tankers can take out.
Oh, no, you definitely would. I mean, one of those trucks can only hold about 9,300 gallons. That's 9,300 gallons of LNG, whereas one of those tankers can hold, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of gallons.
So yeah. is this a big business, or is it? It does seem like this would be sort of a marginal business at best.
It's what the industry calls a niche business. Now, I was just going over the figures, and it actually accounts for less than 1% of natural gas exports to Mexico. Mm-hmm. But where it's very interesting is at the premium in prices that it commands. I mean, you're serving customers that are off the power grid, that are far away from distribution networks for natural gas pipelines, and therefore you can command a higher price for what you're selling.
That's very interesting.
And that's what people are going after.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot more sense. So why is trucking LNG internationally rather uncommon? Is it because of the amounts that you can ship, or is there something else?
Well, it's not only the amounts, but it's also there's a sort of a clock on those tanker trucks. It's about 40 days. You've got 40 days to get it to its destination and use it all up.
Why? So, why is there a clock on it?
It evaporates. Normally natural gas at room temperature is, you know, in a gas state, methane. What they do at these plants is they super cool it, they chill it. So you're working against nature here to get it to its destination at those temperatures.
That
now those ships, they can keep it. You know, they have their own refrigerants and coolers, and they can keep it cooler for much longer as it goes from, you know, Texas to Asia. But on these tanker trucks, it's a limited amount of time.
Well, what about, say, rail? Would that not be another option?
Rail is definitely an option that the industry's excited about. But unfortunately for the industry, there's a ban on shipping LNG by rail. You can ship liquid nitrogen by rail. You can ship liquid oxygen by rail, liquid argon. All of them are gases that have undergone a similar process where they're super cooled and converted into a liquid form. And they're hauled on special containers or cryogenic rail cars. But those are legal, but LNG isn't at this time. So when President Trump was during his visit to Houston a couple weeks ago, he actually signed an executive order asking the Department of Transportation to lift the ban on shipping LNG by rail. And a number of people in the industry, they've been trying to get that ban lifted for about the past 40 years. And this is their best shot in years. This is how they view it. So.
Of course, we're hearing a lot about flaring out in the Permian Basin as well, and there's a major surplus when it comes to LNG, and obviously a lot of people thinking about how to get it out there to potential markets. Sergio Chapa is covering this story as a reporter for the Houston Chronicle. He focuses on the oil and gas industry. Sergio, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
No problem. Anytime.